pleasant greetings. Shree here, and welcome to another episode of Are You Gonna Finish That? And today I have Chaos Walking, which has been turned into a major motion picture. And before I see it, I'm presenting it here. The author of this book is Patrick Ness, and it is 479 pages long. So halfway, I stopped at 240 before I got to the bottom of the page. Anywho, the chapters are numbered and titled by some way of describing something that's happening in the chapter. It is written in first person narrative, and the setting is New World. I'll explain more if you keep listening. The characters, the main characters, are Todd Hewitt and his dog, Manchi, a girl, and Mayor Prentice. In here, the profanity level of this book, it's minimal, but allusions of profanity. And when I say that, I mean not actually saying the word. There are sometimes some instances where, you know, a word is said. It's not usually one of the more harsh words, but there are allusions of profanity. Those are like the harsh words. In instances of not wanting to say it, but sort of spelling it out or alluding to the fact that they mean this particular word, that sort of thing. The raunch meter, there's no raunchiness to the story. Not so far for me, halfway through. The story is told from Todd Hewitt's point of view, who is not well educated and uses improper grammar. He lives in a settlement on New World. The settlement is named after Mayor Prentice. According to Todd, the people of Prentice Town, which is 146 men and Todd, are the only people left on New World. There are no more women, and men's thoughts are heard by all around them. Todd meets a girl, and the two must flee Prentice Town's grasp. There are themes of tribalism, dog companionship, have to include that, okay? Loss and combat, well, war, battle. Are you gonna finish that? Yes, I was hooked from the description of this book. I read some comments or reviews about it, but I was hooked from the description. I didn't mind the tone of the story being set from Todd's point of view, which was a lot of the comments that I read, which were not in favor of this book, but I didn't mind it. It's an adventure with enough action to keep me interested, and I'm ready to get back to it. Until next time.